Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled The Christian First Aid Kit was recorded at our 2010 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
I've been teaching from John chapter 14. Actually, I had a teaching that I did 20 or 30 years ago that I entitled A Christian Survival Kit. That's teaching verse by verse through John 14, 15, and 16. And during these services, of course, there were 16 teachings in that original set that I did. This is an abbreviated version, so rather than this being a survival kit, it's more like a first aid kit. But it's still good. How many of you, this is your first service that you've made during this series? Could I see your hands? Praise God. Quite a few of you. Well, I encourage you to get the teaching because I really believe it's been good. I believe it's changed people, and it's things that Jesus told his disciples the night before his crucifixion. They were about to enter into a terrible time, the biggest crisis of their life. And it says in John 16:1, he said these things to them so that they wouldn't be offended. They could have walked in victory if they would have followed his instructions. And in little tiny capsule form, I believe he went back and basically rehashed all of the things that he had taught them over 3.5 years of ministry. He gave them just little quick bullet points, reminders of things that he'd been teaching them throughout this whole time in preparation for this crisis period of time. So we can benefit from this, because if you aren't in a crisis, you will be someday. And what do you do in a crisis situation? This tells you what to do. And I'm not even going to go back and summarize it because I'd preach it. But we've already covered four things, and we've basically gone through, we went through about the first 20-something verses of the 14th chapter. I also took some scriptures this morning. I was talking about how often he emphasized the Holy Spirit. And we just talked about how essential having the baptism of the Holy Spirit and flowing in the gifts of the Holy Spirit is to you walking in victory. You know, there's a scripture that is one of my favorite scriptures in Jeremiah 10:23. And Jeremiah was talking about, he was prophesying the judgment of God on the nation of Israel. And he, in the 10th chapter, he says, how could this happen to the people who were once the apple of God's eye, who were favored more than any group of people that ever lived on the earth? How could it happen that the enemy was coming in and raping and plundering and destroying the apple of God's eye? And Jeremiah was just perplexed. How could this happen? And he answered his own question in Jeremiah 10:23, and he says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his own steps. You want to know how they fell into such terrible situation? Because they started doing it their way. They didn't follow God. They weren't led by the Holy Spirit. And the same thing is still true today. How do people get into the mess that they're in? How does their life spin so far out of control? It's not the way that God intended. God came to give us an abundant life. It is not His will for you to be sick and poor and defeated and depressed and oppressed and have all of the conflicts and the fears so that every time something happens, you just can't cope with it. You're just living in constant fear. That's not the way that God made anybody to be. How do people get into that situation? Because God didn't make us to just run by ourselves. He gave us the choice. You have the freedom. He's not going to force you to follow Him. But He created us to be dependent upon Him, to not lean under our own understanding, but to follow Him. And the reason our life gets out of control isn't because of other people. It's not because of any of those things. It's because we aren't following the leading of the Lord. The Holy Spirit will literally transform your life. Like I was teaching this morning out of chapter 16, verse 13, John 16:13, He will show you things to come. He will show you when Satan has traps for you and pitfalls. He will direct you around it. God, through the Holy Spirit, intends for you to live an abundant life, but you have to follow His leading. And so that's what we were talking about. We got down here to the 26th verse. I used that verse. Let's drop on down here to verse 27. This is John chapter 14, verse 27. And remember, he's telling them things that are going to help them in a crisis situation, things that they need to operate in. And he says in verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That's what he started verse 1 with, and he's reinforcing it again. And he's saying that peace ought to be a hallmark, a characteristic of truly born-again people who are walking in victory, who are responding to the Holy Spirit. And I could preach on that all night. Man, that's powerful. Peace is a tremendous indication of where you are with the Lord. If there is a lack of peace, if you are in turmoil, if you aren't settled, and another way of saying this is secure. If you're insecure, it's a statement about that you aren't relying on the Lord the way that you should. You're still defending yourself and protecting yourself. You know, when I first got started in the Lord, and I'm not criticizing myself or anybody else because nobody starts off mature. You have to grow. But I remember that I used to have to prove myself. And if somebody disagreed with me, I would argue with them. I would argue at the drop of a hat, and I'd drop my hat to get to argue. I mean, I had to prove that I was right. And I thought I was doing them a service. I thought I was sharing the truth with them. But you know what it was really about? I was insecure. And when people would say something that countered what I said, I had to win the argument and come out on top to feel like I was right. And if I couldn't feel right, then it actually shook my faith in what I was believing. And you know, over the years, I've just gotten to a place where, man, I talk all of the time. I hadn't got time to talk to people anymore. And if they don't agree, if they have a question, and if they're sincere and want an answer, then I'll discuss things with them to help them. But I don't have to get a person to come around to my point of view. I'm secure in what I believe. I know what I believe. And if you need help, I'll sit there and talk and explain. I'll probably refer you to a book or a CD because I've already got it all said right there. But I'm not going to argue with you, and I don't have to prove anything. And you can think what you want to. And whether or not you think I've won or not, I'm secure. I have peace in my life. And I believe that this is something that the Lord here was talking about, that he gives us his peace. You don't have to win every argument. You don't have to prove to everybody that you're right. Man, there is so much peace in just regardless what a person thinks of you. You know what God thinks of you. You know what God has done in your heart, and it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about you. If you were watching my program this week, I hadn't seen my television program in a while, but I've read some comments and I remember what I taught on. And I was teaching about this and how Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, don't let any man despise you. He didn't say, he didn't go to the people in the church and say, don't despise Timothy. He told Timothy, don't let them despise you. Our world is trying to change everybody else's opinion about us so that nobody will ever rub us the wrong way, so that nobody will ever say anything that offends us, and so that nobody will ever do anything to upset us. But that's impossible. We live in a fallen world. You can't do that. There's always going to be people who are demon-possessed and carnal to rub you the wrong way. If you are trying to use your faith to get rid of all opposition and nobody will ever treat you wrong, you are going to be sadly disappointed. It's just not going to happen. There's always people. It's not only racial prejudice. There's prejudice about whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're a Christian or non-Christian, just a million different things. And you just can't overcome prejudice by changing everybody else. But what you can do is not let them despise you. It doesn't matter what they think about you. You can be so secure in the Lord that if you don't like me, it's your problem. It's not my problem. That's really powerful. If you missed any of that, you ought to go to my website and look at those TV programs. I tell you what, I had some people that were emailing today that just got set free through that. But you can come to a place to where you're secure in the Lord, where you have peace. Man, that is so essential in a crisis situation. It's one thing to have a storm out there, but if you ever let the storm on the inside, you'll sink. You know, a boat can go through a hurricane as long as all the water stays on the outside. Amen. But you let that water on the inside and that thing's going to sink. You let the problems in on the inside, you start getting upset and insecure and hurt and bitter, and you're going down. You need to operate in peace and a supernatural peace. And then he said in verse 28, Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I go unto my Father, for my Father is greater than I. Let me just explain a couple of things about this verse. This is an amazing passage of Scripture, and there's a lot of other verses that say the same thing. But Jesus, when he says, you've heard how I go unto my Father, in this chapter and also in the context of these verses, he was talking about it was time for him to be crucified and he was going to die and go to be with the Father, and he wouldn't be with them anymore. So when he was talking about going to his Father, he was talking about, you've heard how I've said I'm going to die and I'm going to go to the Father. And then he said this, if you loved me, you would rejoice because I'm going to the Father. But because I've said I'm going to die, sorrow has filled your heart. Now think about this. This is amazing. If you can grab hold of these truths that I'm talking about, this will change your life. Most people, if somebody dies, if a tragedy, and it doesn't have to be just death, but just all kinds of tragedy, most people think that the hurt and the sorrow and the pain is actually therapeutic, that it's natural, that you have to do it. And don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that we should be emotionless and not feel things. But I'm saying most people indulge this and they just get shattered and totally destroyed because this person died or because this tragedy happened to a person or something like that. Jesus said he was dying. Most people would think the disciples should have been brokenhearted. The disciples should have been crushed. It's normal for them to have sorrow. It's normal for them to have grief if they saw Jesus crucified. And yet Jesus himself is saying that if you loved me, you would rejoice because I'm dying and going to my Father.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled The Christian First Aid Kit. This 6-part series was recorded at our 2010 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1070C for CD or R3213D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RSK21C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to check out our website. We have, in my estimation, one of the best websites out there. I have over 2,000 of my television broadcasts that are archived there, and thousands of radio programs. Hundreds of my teachings are available for free downloads. We have testimonies, a lot of powerful things on there that could minister to you. There's also a website that I try and read the guest book every single day on our website. We just get tremendous responses, and it would be a way for you to communicate and let me know how the Lord is touching you. But it's a great website. I encourage you to check it out. It's awmi.net.